I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
Britain's Prime Minister kicking the week off in Wales to try and keep UK nations on side over Brexit. She's also set to visit Scotland and Northern Ireland. It comes before she triggers Article 50, beginning negotiations to leave the EU. Hot on her heels, warnings from Scotland's First Minister. Last week, Nicola Sturgeon called for Scotland to hold another independence referendum, claiming Holyrood hadn't been given a fair hearing on how to make Brexit work for Scotland.
Well, there are two kinds of nomination hearings. One is where the nominee knows they have the votes, and there's one, the other kind, where they don't, and Neil Gorsuch does. The Republicans have a majority in the Senate. There's no prospect that any Republican will vote against him. The Democrats don't seem to have the energy and the strategy to lay down on the tracks over this nominee because he seems to be within the mainstream of what you would expect from a Republican president.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Tuesday. It's March 21st, 2017, 5:11 in the morning. Glad to have you along for another edition of The Opening Bell and another business day. Coming up a little later on in the program, we'll be talking with Steve Burness of the Better Business Bureau, talking a little bit about some of the Internet of Things and some of the scams that might accompany those. We'll also be talking about some of the other consumer scams out there as well. That'll be in our second segment of the program. First, let's start at the WGN Market Desk this morning. WGN Associated Bank Market Desk and Dow Futures are pointing toward possibly a positive open later. Not a lot of action in one way or the other this morning. Dow Futures up 17 points right now. S&P Futures up about 4. NASDAQ Futures are up about 10. Crude oil is trading up almost a full percent at $48.58 a barrel. Around the globe, in Europe, stocks are generally higher, with the FTSE the only index that's lower this morning. The DAX, the CAC, all higher. In Asia, markets are generally going to end the day mixed as well, with the Nikkei off almost a third, off 65 points this morning. A couple of big stories that we're following for you. You heard Vic in the newscast at the top of the hour talking about this concern and confusion involving airlines and electronics. The Middle East's biggest airline says it is not aware of any restrictions on electronics in aircraft cabins on U.S.-bound flights. Dubai-based Emirates says it will comply with any new operational or regulatory policies, but so far it has not received any notification to cabin luggage restrictions on U.S. flights. The government-backed airlines operates daily flights from Dubai International Airport to multiple cities, including New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington. Dubai is the international world's busiest airport for flights. Operator Dubai Airports refused to discuss any of these policy changes. It referred questions to the UAE Civil Aviation Authority. What we're hearing is that some of the electronic devices, anything bigger than a phone like a tablet or a computer, will have to be checked. Of course, most people will not do that, refuse to do that because of the possible damage that could be caused to their electronics, tablets, and mostly laptop computers, and theft. Many people do not want to be apart from those devices. Also this morning, yesterday, the Forbes Richest People list released. Last year, not a good year for rich people in the world, but the exception to that is Americans. The wealth and number of the super rich in this country fell for the first time, actually globally fell for the first time since the Great Recession. But the number of wealthy people in this country grew almost by a full 5%. Some of those rich people in New York, by the way, are saying they need their taxes raised. That's right. They want their taxes raised. 80 people, including George Soros, Stephen Rockefeller, all of those rich folks in New York have written to the Democratic governor saying they and other top earners should pay more to support schools, roads, bridges, and programs to help the poor and homeless residents of their state. The number of people living beyond a cancer diagnosis reached nearly 14.5 million for the last year available, 2014, expected to rise to almost 19 million by 2024. Approximately 40% of men and women will be diagnosed with cancer at some point in their lifetimes. For a large number of those people, cancer and the resulting chemotherapy will impact their look. for a lot, it means losing hair. There are other physical problems as well and changes. Trying to ease the impact of that is Gina Doyle. She is the founder and creator of the nonprofit Sweet Hope, helping oncology patients aesthetically. And Gina is with us this morning here on The Opening Bell. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. This is probably something a lot of folks don't think about, but that 40% number of men and women who will be diagnosed with cancer at some point in their lifetime, those are the folks that are paying attention right now, because cancer really can impact life in a really bad way. How are you trying to help?
Yeah, what we're trying to do is help people navigate the appearance-related side effects, which often, patients, it's their chief concern outside of cancer itself is the loss of hair, because when people lose their hair, they lose their privacy. So it's not just about, how they feel about how they look. It's about, whether or not they're ready to tell the world that they're dealing with an illness.
And when you say lose their privacy, meaning it's pretty obvious at that point that they're battling cancer.
Yes. It's when somebody suddenly loses their hair, they lose their privacy because it's apparent to, the world that something is happening with their health. And I think a lot of times there are other reasons you could lose your hair, but the assumption is that you have cancer and that you're ill.
You're a licensed cosmetologist, a certified medical aesthetic. How did you come to find and create your organization?
So Sweet Hope was founded. I had a background working in skincare and corrective makeup. I worked with plastic surgeons, and then I went into advertising. But when I had a girlfriend diagnosed with breast cancer, I took her shopping for a wig, and I realized I knew a lot about this, but she didn't, and that there were other women facing this diagnosis that needed a replacement for their hair or their eyebrows and eyelashes, and they didn't have this information. So it was really born out of my experience shopping with a girlfriend.
We'll continue our conversation. Can you hang on with us, Gina?
Absolutely.
We'll be back after we take a break. We're talking with Gina Doyle this morning, the founder and creator of nonprofit Sweet Hope. That's S-U-I-T-E, Hope, helping oncology patients aesthetically.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stocks finished mostly lower Monday after a late-day slump. The S&P 500 lost 4.75 points, closing at 2373. The Dow Jones slipped nearly 9 points to 20,905. The NASDAQ composite rose half a point. The major airlines anticipate a 4% increase in traffic this spring over last, and they're busy adding seats to their schedules. Airlines for America predicts a record 145 million passengers will fly between March 1st and April 30th. That trade group cites lower airfares and higher household wealth. Wells Fargo is still seeing a decline in business after a scandal over its sales practices, but the bank says February's numbers were up from December's lows. And Apple shares hit a new record high of $141.46 amid rumors of a possible product launch. The company's system status page currently shows the online Apple store will be down until 8:30 a.m., something that traditionally happens before new products are announced. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
It's 522. Welcome back to the program. On with us this morning is Gina Doyle. She's a veteran makeup artist, licensed in cosmetology, certified medical aesthetic provider, and she's the founder and creator of Sweet Hope. That's S-U-I-T-E, Hope. .org. We're talking today about oncology patients and helping them aesthetically. Gina, before the break, we were talking about sort of the demographics and numbers of this. Before we go any further, I just want, is this mainly for women that you are working, or is it both sexes?
Primarily because it's wigs and makeup, it's women that seek my services. However, I have helped men. A lot of times, just the illusion of an eyebrow can really help someone help feel better during this time.
And because it's, I don't want to be flip about it, but for guys, I mean, generally bald, being bald is not necessarily a big difference, is it? Or am I wrong in that area?
It is when it's sudden like that. Yeah. No man wants to lose their hair, but when there's a sudden loss, they also are losing privacy, so...
So let's talk a little bit about how you help folks and maybe some of the pointers that you could offer. Are there myths about changing your appearance cosmetically in this area, like in terms of buying wigs? And what's the cost and steps that people have to go through?
Yeah, I think the the biggest thing is with a wig is the fear that people will know that you're wearing a wig. People typically want to match their own hair or their natural hair as closely as possible. Some people will want to step out and experiment a little bit, but I think one of the biggest myths is that they would have to spend a lot of money, it would have to be human hair, or it won't be believable, and that's not true. If you know what you're looking for in a wig, you can find a really great alternative to your natural hair, you know, for the temporary time that you'll be without hair, which is about, you know, 6 to 8 months.
So is there a place where people, and obviously your website would be a great resource, but where do folks even start with this?
With wigs?
Well, with anything. Let's start with wigs, but there are other, you know, cosmetic areas too. But how do you even begin thinking about this?
Yeah, well, American Cancer Society has a great website with lots of resources on it. We have specific resources for this on our website. You know, kind of to help you navigate these changes. And so that's a great place to start.
Let's talk about the five qualities to consider when buying a wig.
Yes. So things that you want to consider is a long wig will cause a lot of friction and on the back of the clothing, and it tangles really easily. So we always like to say, you know, add some layers, shoulder length or above is great. A really thick wig will be hot, and it will contrast with thinning eyebrows. So you want to keep that in mind. A wig that's really straight will expose the part and the hairline, and those are two areas you really want to kind of obstruct the view of that so that it keeps believability high. You don't want a wig that's super shiny because it's a telltale sign that you're wearing artificial hair. And then the other thing is you want to add dimension. So if you have a solid color hair naturally, you might want some highlights and lowlights because it really helps to add to the believability.
You also write about the other aesthetic changes. What would some of those other aesthetic changes be?
Well, there's a lot of changes that happen to the skin. Of course, the loss of eyebrows and eyelashes is another significant. You know, people can readily wear a hat or a scarf, but sometimes they need help replacing the appearance of eyebrows and eyelashes, which are another significant impact.
We talked earlier about the privacy part of this, but equally, is it the confidence, too, that people have, women have when they make these changes, and that's a big part of it, isn't it, to continue with that confidence?
Absolutely. You know, restoring someone's appearance to what it was prior to treatment really helps them with their self-esteem. But a lot of women will opt to have help in this area because not just for themselves, but because maybe they have a job and they need some privacy there, or they have young children in their lives and they don't want them to be frightened by the changes in their appearance.
Do you you wrote a book called Wig Ed. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, so Wig Ed was really also born out of my shopping experience with my girlfriend and wanting to kind of duplicate myself so other people had this information. And it's a book that's from the ground up designed to teach you everything you need to know to shop for a wig, what to look for. Don't sell or you know, endorse any wig lines in there, just the information you need before you go shopping. And it's small, you can put it in your purse, and kind of goes over everything you need to know to find a suitable wig.
Gina Doyle, the founder, creator of the nonprofit Sweet Hope, that's S-U-I-T-E, Hope, helping oncology patients aesthetically. You can find more by visiting sweethope.org. You're going to find more about Wig Ed, too, by wiged.com. Gina, thanks for getting up with us and sharing the story and sharing this area of help this morning.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program, 539 on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. Glad to have you with us. The Better Business Bureau is advising extra caution about Internet of Things devices.
and the possibility they could be hacked or used to scam you in some way. Joining us this morning from the Better Business Bureau, serving Chicago and Northern Illinois, is Steve Burness. Steve, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Steve.
So let's first talk about the Internet of Things. So what are we talking about here?
Basically, the Internet of Things is everything in your home, that watches and other items that actually connect to the Internet. And right now, there's so many products online, or obviously products that can get you online through the Internet, but there's going to be more and more products that keep growing each and every year. And it means that you're susceptible to being scammed or hacked by these items as well, and you don't even think about it, to be honest with you. But these items are connected to your network and your home PCs or your work PCs, and obviously it's about 50 billion products. I'm sorry, 25 billion products now, and about 50 billion in the next by 2020. So, looks like everything will double in the next few years.
Yeah, the lingo that people should remember now when they see it is the capital I, small O, and then T, IoT, Internet of Things. We're talking about smart televisions and smartphones, tablets, cameras. And there was this thing last year where, I don't know if people remember this, where these devices were used to launch a larger attack on other networks. So people, it's been proven that people can hack into these generally pretty easily, hasn't it?
Yeah, there has been, because there's not the manufacturers don't really put too much security in this, and the public needs to demand that. And obviously, because, I mean, they go all the way through, light bulbs are now, connected to the Wi-Fi in your home. It can be. And obviously, people don't think, if once they get into access into your home network, then they have access to your Internet, and they can do damage to your own PC or put malware or spam on your PC as well. And that's where you're more susceptible, because they can get into your system then, and obviously your bankings and all that information's on there as well. So you really just got to be very, very careful of what you connect. And a lot of consumers don't know what these devices do and how much data they collect. And obviously the consumers are very concerned about their data and where it's going. And, they shouldn't be taking more data than you actually think about. So in essence, these items are taking more information that consumers are alleging, or governmental agencies are alleging, where in actuality they shouldn't be.
Yeah, and this is highlighted by the recent WikiLeaks report that
exactly.
Some smart TVs may be spying on people. But there was also last year, we talked about, or early this year, around Christmas time, some of the smart TVs that were generally pretty cheap that had been recalled because they were actually being used to spy on people and their TV habits by the maker of the TV.
Exactly. So people don't even realize what's happening. And some of the TVs, like you said, were recalled, and some have been alleged, to be, hacking or viewing people and viewing conversations and things of that nature. So I think consumers just really need to be up to speed, and they're susceptible to being hacked in some way, or being on their having access rather to your home internet.
And, Steve, probably the first thing right out of the box, and people probably know exactly what I'm going to talk about here, when you hook it up, there's the password admin and the username admin, and I bet people don't go even further beyond that, do they?
They don't. Unfortunately, they don't. And they don't do any security updates either. So, what happens is once you buy a product, and it's almost like having virus protection, not updating, it does no good. So what you really have to do is change your passwords and make it difficult and try to make it not easy, and don't use passwords as your password. You try to make it very difficult, numbers, uppercase, lowercase, symbols, whatever it may be, to protect yourself and others from getting into your system.
Is there a recommendation? Do you have a good recommendation for, one of the things that I invested in recently was a password keeper and also a generator. So it generates this 15 or 18 long password that nobody would ever guess. Do you recommend those kinds of things, and which programs are the best?
I can't recommend a specific program, but there are a lot of great programs out there that actually do password generators, where you have a lot of passwords that are changed automatically, and they're very, very hard to obviously to hack into or break into. So yes, there's a lot of products out there. Do some research online. I can't recommend a specific product, but there's tons of products out there that help you control your passwords and actually help you change them quite regularly, because consumers don't change their password, and that's a bigger problem, because if you have the same password, or if you use the same password for every item in your house, guess what? If they get one password, they got access to everything on your computer. So you should change it as much as possible, and you know, try to make it very difficult for somebody to copy it in any way, shape, or form.
Steve, we've been talking a little bit here about getting into your computer, getting into our computers, and maybe getting information. But are there other threats involved here, too? I'm thinking specifically of some of these baby monitors and maybe security cameras. Could people be watching us?
They could be. You never know what kind of, spamware or spyware they have on your systems once they get into your system. So a lot of times, consumers, even buy those things, the protection for your PCs at home where you cover up the camera on your PC. Well, because you don't know, if you've been hacked or if you already have spyware on your computer. So it's better be careful than not. But again, obviously, you want as much protection as you possibly can by the passwords, and that's key. You don't let them in on the onset, so they don't put spam or malware on your computer.
Yeah. I saw an interview last year with Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, and in the background, it wasn't really, nobody really caught it till later, and they went back and looked at the recording of the interview. But his laptop was on the side of the interview where he was at. He actually had it taped over, so that's Mark Zuckerberg.
Right, exactly. There's so much out there that you don't know about, what computers can do and what kind of access they actually have. And a lot of times consumers are victims of spam and malware, and they don't even realize, until somebody, they take it to a place that actually can do the security mechanisms, and they realize that they actually, have been hacked in some way, and they had, spyware on their machines for a long time. And unfortunately, then they called the Better Business Bureau when it's too late then. Is because they've been hacked and they should have done things ahead of time to protect themselves by, getting those updates, those security updates, and really changing your passwords around and, keeping your Wi-Fi security at home really strong with passwords on there as well. And if you do create a guest account, make that difficult, not just a simple guest password, because sometimes those Wi-Fis gives you guest access and people don't seem to change those passwords too often.
Most of this stuff, the attacks and the hacking, that is there evidence that most of this stuff is coming from foreign countries, or is it happening right here too, Steve?
It's happening both, actually. So a lot of people say it's coming overseas, but it's actually coming all over. So sometimes it's really hard to determine where they're actually coming from, because they can spoof themselves, like caller ID spoofing too. I mean, they can, if you get a caller ID, they can change that. So they can change where, you think they're coming from through his computer programs. So they're coming from all over, so just be careful and obviously do the security updates. I think that's the most important thing is making certain that you do all the updates regularly, not just when you get it the first time, because obviously a lot of the companies do, make change in their security platforms and they have released it to the public. But if you don't update it, it's not going to do you any good as well. And read those privacy policies, what the information they're going to do with that information they collect from you. That's obviously the most important thing. You want permission if they're going to use your information in any way, shape, or form.
Steve, while we have you on the phone, we're moving into the home stretch of the tax filing season. How's it going in terms of scams this year? Are you seeing an uptick at all in complaints?
We're seeing a little bit more calls and activity, but obviously the IRS scam, where people call you up and tell you that the IRS is still around. We're seeing that as a big problem to the Better Business Bureau. So the IRS does not call you in any way asking for information about yourself or telling you that you have to pay in 30 minutes or you're going to jail. And they're not going to call you and tell you that they need your Social Security number to help you file your taxes or something's wrong. They don't do that. So that's what we're seeing a lot of the calls still coming in, where they try to make it look like they're the authorities or they're with the IRS. And then, as I talked about earlier, Steve, is that caller ID spoofing. Even the phone says IRS. And people get scared and they fear them and they give them information they shouldn't. And then you always have, Steve, those complaints of those pop-up tax places. You see them standing on a street corner with signs flashing you into their stores. But, come April 17th, when it's due this year, what happens April 18th? Are they going to be around to help you? So you've got to do your homework and, obviously check with the Better Business Bureau, and we can obviously provide you accredited businesses in that specific area.
You got lots of information on your website. Where can people go to get more details about all this?
Obviously, BBB.org. You can find a lot of information on there as well, consumer tips and business tips as well, because businesses are susceptible to scams just as much as consumers are.
All right. Steve Burness of the Better Business Bureau of Northern Illinois, Chicago. Thanks for being with us on The Opening Bell.
My pleasure, Steve. Thank you.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. 5:53 on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning. We're watching what could be a positive open on Wall Street later this morning. Numbers really aren't moving this morning. Dow futures up 16. S&P futures up 4, NASDAQ futures up about 11. Crude oil is trading up this morning, $48.60 a barrel. Gold and silver are both trading lower this morning. A couple of other stories we're watching for you as we move through this morning. In a move to bring shoppers back to its stores, Target is embarking on an ambitious redesign aimed at helping people who need to dash in for milk and get out quickly while encouraging those who want to stay in the aisles a little bit longer and linger. The new layout unveiled by CEO Brian Cornell in Las Vegas yesterday. It'll feature a separate entrance and 10-minute parking for shoppers to pick up an online order or some essentials. New center aisles will be curved rather than squared off to inspire people to explore. That's according to Mark Schindel, Senior Vice President of Target Properties. LED track lighting will also replace fluorescent fixtures, and brand boutiques meant to replicate specialty store feel will showcase the rotating looks. The first of the redesigned stores will open in suburban Houston this fall. An all-natural dairy that's fighting to call its skim milk against the wishes of the Florida Department of Agriculture has won a victory in federal court. A three-judge panel on Monday struck down a decision that let the state ban the Oh Cheesy Creamery from labeling its skim milk as skim milk because it doesn't add vitamins to it. The state wanted the creamery to call it imitation skim milk. While the state defines skim milk as skim milk with vitamin A added, the appeals court in Jacksonville said most people think of skim milk as the dictionary defines it, milk with all of the cream removed. Now on the WGN Associate Bank market outlook for this Tuesday, it's March 21st. Some of the things that could move the markets today, first of all, the Gorsuch nomination will continue on Capitol Hill. The Senate Judiciary Committee continues its questioning of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court to be a Supreme Court justice. Questioning of Gorsuch will begin at about 8:30 Chicago time, continue through much of the day. Speaking of the Supreme Court, hearings start today include Microsoft Corporation versus Baker. Whether a federal court of appeals has jurisdiction to review an order denying class certification after the named plaintiffs voluntarily dismissed their claims with prejudice. Over in the Senate, the Consumer Protection, Product Safety, Insurance, and Data Security Subcommittee holds a hearing called Staying a Step Ahead, Fighting Back Against Scams Used to Defraud Americans. Kind of goes along with our topic this morning here on the opening bell. That's scheduled for later today. Also, what is the most expensive city to live in? The Economist Intelligence Unit publishes its annual Worldwide Cost of Living Index. The survey compares the cost of living in more than 130 cities. Also today on our calendar, we have this. The Commerce Department releases the current account trade measure for the fourth quarter, 8:30 Chicago time this morning on that. And in Frankfurt, the automaker BMW reports a fourth quarter full year earnings at its annual news conference.